finally he's here.
Here he is.
Here they are. What? Where did you two go? Did you pop to M&M World for 10 minutes? Oh, I know. Do you know what? I know Russell so well. Did you? Have you just had a poo?
I'm like, you're so weird that you said that. I've not. And that's right. The first thing I just said is that I'll simply broadcast holding on to this elegant missile.
Right. I'm right, though. Do you like that? That I know you're that right. Well?
You're so in tune with me.
That's yeah. Right. Because it's
like, communing on another plane. The way that these airwaves are being broadcast without being physically visible, Chris and I commune in that manner.
Yeah. Well, I've had a plan that if we say hello to you, then go to a break, and then maybe Russell can.
Okay.
I've let go of it now. I don't mean that. Not in a physical way. He's not in the room with us like Flipper.
I don't. No, I know you like to, you know, you need to release before you release, so.
You're an early morning man.
You must be a lovely partner to someone that's that attentive and that caring to even someone that's peripherally in their life like me. Well, what a lovely man you are.
I like the fact that you're obviously a glasses half full person, that you took that as, you're obviously a lovely partner, rather than, how the hell do you know about my bowel movements and the timings of these?
I'll tell you, Chris, my glass is more than half full.
Okay. It would be brimming over. Oh.
Like a little eel. Well, Russell, it's lovely to see you.
I'm not going anywhere. I like it here.
Are you sure you do not need to go?
No, I'm all right, honestly, Chris.
Okay, all right. Well, we're meant to do the ads, so what we'll do is...
Buy something right this minute.
Yeah.
Park your car, run in frantically into a shop, make a purchase.
That's it. See, you've got this down.
Commerce.
Let's take a break and we'll come right back and maybe we'll restart Facebook Live again after the ads.
Why don't you just keep it going?
Yeah.
Build them up.
Yeah, I'll start it again. Back in 2.5 minutes with Mr. Russell Brand.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With priority from O2. Get VIP treatment at O2 venues.
We got the power!
Gorillas and we got the power. Right, we are back live on Facebook. Hooray, viewers, with Mr. Russell Brand.
Yes, hello there, Chris. Hello there, viewers and listeners. And whatever sense you're using to receive this, I welcome you with that sense.
How's your week?
It was all right, actually, mate. It's pretty perfunctory, to be honest. I didn't get too much into it. It inspired a wonderful conversation among the team here, didn't it?
It did. It really did.
About the varieties and the manners and the styles of what one.
Dominic Byrne has never done a sit-down wee in his life.
Blows our mind.
Which I find totally normal. Pippa can't get over it.
I believe it.
No. Never surrender. Never sit down. We will never surrender.
Really? Ironically, Pippa's never done a stand-up wee.
No.
So,
I have.
Oh, okay,
oh,
there you are. Well, Cher and Cher alike.
Okay, there you go.
Now, Russell has an announcement to make, so we will be talking about that in a second. But I want to ask Russell before this how you are, how your health is, how being a dad is, are you getting sleep? What's wrong with your face? All of these things. I couldn't ignore it.
What do you mean, what's wrong?
I wondered if you'd ask what's wrong with a face.
Well, do you know, when you first walked in and I first saw you through the glass, I thought, wow, he's got a bindi. I don't like, look at that.
I am the sort of person that might suddenly adopt another religion, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Hindu now. So
yeah.
It's the bindi. All right, brilliant. No, it's Islam now. I'm doing that this
now
week.
It's, I would imagine the scrapes on your face
go on.
Are either Mabel... your daughter, or your ridiculously crazy big dog.
You're wrong on both counts. Oh. In this instance, even though you are a great detective, it's been proven with your defecation analysis straight off the bat there. What it is I do a thing called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with my new mates out in the countryside. I go to a gym called Genesis, run by a brilliant man called Paul Busby, but my teacher for Jiu-Jitsu is this geezer, Chris. He's a titanium skeleton. Have you ever tried Jiu-Jitsu? It's hard, Chris.
I would imagine.
They fold you up. Now, these burns, I'd like to say you should see the other guy. He's absolutely fine. Like this. He's having a his ego is full and pumped. He folds me up like a little parcel. He really does. And these marks on my face, the scuff on my nose and the scuff on my forehead, which could be mistaken for a bindi, is actually the friction burns off his ass.
What?
When he just sort of rubs me around himself like a German man in a changing room using a towel.
And do you enjoy this?
No, no, I don't actually, mate. But I feel like it's got to be good for me. Like, you know, look at those of us that live forever in our thoughts, forever in our minds. It's good to get grounded. It's good to get physical. It's good to feel a man sat on your face, bending you up, giving you a friction burn off his gi, which is a type of pyjamas.
Of course. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, congratulations.
I quite like it. I do like Brazilian jiu-jitsu. There's a sort of a strong sort of spiritual side to it. Mostly I pray while they beat me up.
And are you good at it?
I thanks for even knowing the word grapple. I mean, I think I'm getting better. I mean, the thing about Brazilian jiu-jitsu is these techniques do work if you learn them, but like, they have already learned them, the people I'm doing them
so
with.
So how long would it take? And I know that's not the reason you get into it, but let's be honest, it's at the back of your head.
Till I'm hard.
Before you can whop someone's ass, yeah.
It's going to be a long road, Chris.
What, are we talking, what,
I've just triggered the Article 50. Right. Down the line, some years in the future, because I'm going to be good at Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I really like the juxtaposition between Russell Brand with his words and his thought process and peace and love, but pee him off too much and he'll drop you. Yeah, like
will be a rear naked choke. One of the great moves of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I've had one done on me once when I was a younger man in the dark drink and drug days at the end of the festival, and like I was causing a fracas at a gig.
You? No.
I was the compere at the gig, and I was the person that had to be thrown out actually by security. Before that, I'd been acting tough, which, you know, I've always been relatively good at the acting bit at the beginning, but then it's when things get real, you know. This security guard grabbed me and he put me in this sort of choke and changed everything. You know, really? How quickly you can go from, come in, mate, yeah, come on to, oh God, please help me. And it closed down my windpipe and stuff. I ended up in the Edinburgh Royal Infirmary.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Really? Mm. What were you doing?
And at that point, did you think, maybe I should let the drink a little?
That was one of the moments, actually, one of the building blocks of my I can't do this anymore. Was that experience.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, well done. And well done for being clean and happy.
Even though it's leading to sort of facial burns and grazes.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you've got the big dog to beat you up at home. You've got the child who's going to keep you up at night. How is
Mabes?
Yeah, how is Mabes?
And
how is Laura? How is your other half? Is it all going
good? It's like I feel like I'm living in a brave new world of serenity. She runs her own business doing, custom made dungarees. I'm out in the garden doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, it feels like a sort of a very sort of modern, new domesticity. That's what I'm proposing. I've sort of never felt more happy. I think I probably just feel relieved when I'm not being folded up by a brute.
There is that. Have you become those parents that suddenly go, do you feel like the first people in the world to ever have a child? And do you now look at your friends or maybe your parents in a totally different light and go, oh yeah, you've been through this and it's only now do I get it?
Yes, I do all of those things actually. Another of my realizations is that baby smell, you know, you go, oh, they've got that new baby smell. That's their poo. That smell. That's what that is. It's just,
really?
Yeah, at essence, if you were to distill it down. And then I was thinking just today on the way here, I was thinking, I will never know her grandchildren. And then I thought about my grandparents and their grandparents. I thought, we're here for such a brief glimmer. All these people that we'll never know. And if the universe is infinite and time is eternal, that means that at some point we're all going to know each other. Perhaps we are continually being reincarnated. Perhaps we are all one. It is a bindi. I don't do jiu-jitsu. I've just developed a new religion. I drink you.
Look at that.
Wow, that's deep.
Well, Russell Brand has spoken.
Ooh.
There he is.
Oh, I like that sound effect.
So, well, you can have it. So, hey, no, Russell, what's your big news?
The big news is the reason I've come on your legendary breakfast show here on Radio X is to announce that last time you and I spoke, mate, on this radio show, you instructed me to start a radio show. I think you've even allocated the time slot. That's the kind of power you have on the airwaves.
I was close, yeah.
And I have accepted it, and from this Sunday between 11 and 1, I will be broadcasting live on Radio X. Me, the Russell Brand Show.
Yeah. Hey. Congratulations. Now,
thanks.
I don't want to teach you to suck eggs.
Why? I've always wanted to know. They keep cracking in my mouth.
I would definitely schedule in a toilet break 10 minutes before the show.
Yeah, not during.
Because you don't... Well, You could. You could wear a man nappy or a, whatever they're called.
They're undignified. I'm never wearing them.
Okay. Yeah, wearing one again.
Depends how long you need as well. You can take a few records.
So you start this Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Live?
Matt Morgan is good. Yeah, it's absolutely live, live on radio. I was thinking that is the kind of thing that Article 50 will trigger.
But now we've triggered Article 50. Russell Brown goes back on the radio.
Yeah. That's reality now. So it's going to be me, Matt Morgan, who used to do radio shows with me. Yeah. Noel Gallagher's coming on the first show for the second hour.
Oh, no way! Yeah. How have you managed to get him?
I asked him nicely.
Right.
Nicely. I said, I'll come and help us out on this radio show. Yeah. And Mr. G, my mate who always summarises the show with poems, I asked him as recently as last night. I only signed the contract for this. Like, I was doing stand-up yesterday and... our man Neil just turned up in the interval with a contract. Sign this. You're going on the radio. You've signed your life away now.
You really have.
I don't like signing contracts. What are they? They're elaborate spells that tie you to things. Don't you think that when you sign up? I mean, what makes it real? Why can't you just go, it's only a bit of paper? But it has meaning, doesn't it?
And it has lots of big words.
Yeah, and consequences for the adult world.
I was really hoping that, I had an idea for your, for the first show.
Go on.
You could have had guest-wise Matt Deverson, who's the boss of Radio X, and Jonathan Ross, and just to watch how pale Matt would go as the chat went on. But either way, I'm sure that paleness will be appearing every Sunday from 11 on his face.
I want that man translucent. I want him to look like a carrier bag from a now defunct shop, like sort of Londis, circa 1980. Just pure air, a bag of air.
Now, what can we help you with now that we're all going to be on Radio X together? And by the way, now that you have this show, it's so good to have a guest on who doesn't, despite sitting in a studio where it says Radio X on every corner and every wall, doesn't call it XFM. It's so great to have that.
Yeah, it's refreshing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been practicing,
to
be honest, in the car. Radio X, Radio X, Radio X. The key thing is to think of the word radio and not the symbol X. And then it sort of enters your consciousness and, on a different level. So yeah, I think pronouncing it is, like, I'm okay on that front. I want the show to have a lot of listener content. So I need people to email at russell@radiox.co.uk with their stories and their, let's call it what it is, content.
Content, yeah, sure. why not?
I want people on the air. Oh, yeah, we're going to be on Facebook for parts of the show, like your show, so that's good. We're going to be broadcasting on Facebook. That sounds like a risk. Because, like, does that mean, like, is it on Facebook Live during songs?
No.
I'm relaxing and being my normal
self. No, so you're fine during that. So you can kick back and, do whatever you need to do.
Mm. Express myself. Yes. Do my weird rituals.
Yeah. Change your pants, not a problem.
Yeah.
That can all happen during songs. Yeah. So that, I'm very, very
excited. What stories are you after for the for the show?
I was thinking about, like, well, what happened to me yesterday? I'm thinking a lot about grooming, personal grooming habits and what we do, our intimate true selves. And I'm thinking about moments where you feel sort of really alone in the universe. Like the other day, my girlfriend's put this bit of sort of, it's like a flypaper thing, like a sticky thing, but quite a beautiful insect got caught in it. And I thought, I've got to rescue this insect. And I started to try and rescue it with a pin, tried to unpick its legs from the sticky gum. But I made it worse, and its wing got caught in it. It was one of those insects that has a long sort of schnozzle. Like a snozzly trumpet.
Then that was the noise of a long snozzle.
And the snozzle trumpet got caught on the gum, and then one of its wings, and in the end I just had to mercy kill it, and I didn't feel good about that at all.
Oh,
no.
My friend Megan came around to see me the other day, and there was a bee crawling across the little back patio that I have, the yard.
Yeah.
and it was just weak, and she goes, we need to give it some sugar and some water. And I'm like, no, we don't. We just leave it alone. And it won't. No, no, no. She won't have it. Mm. No, no. So she went and got sugar, water, made a mixture, and then spooned it onto the floor so that the bee could then absorb it. And then, the bee would fly away.
What happened?
Well, we sat and watched it for 20 minutes, and it went crazy on sugar.
Right.
And then it didn't do anything. So she lifted it up and dropped it on a plant. That was on Sunday, and he's still now tripping like a good'un in the on the plant. Like, there's just lying there going, This sugar business is amazing. But she wouldn't kill it.
A bee can't take sugar at that level of intensity, can it? Like, well, you've given it such a high.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a shame we don't know more about helping our friends the bees, isn't it? Perhaps we all need to do different courses. When I look back at my period at school, they didn't teach me anything. I needed to know how to get off the phone quickly to people, I'm going now, and how to save bees. And geometry's never come up. Getting off the phone is always coming up. So saving bees is
important. Do you want stories about anything, then?
I think what it felt like when I was involved with that insect was I was confronted with the limitations of compassion. I thought, I really want to help this insect. But as I was sort of using the needle to prize its legs out of the gum, and it was frantically sort of like zizzing at me for its schnozzle, sure. Vibrating and humming.
And the noise of the schnozzle is? Got it.
And it felt like, no, you're making this worse! Get out of my life! I felt very limited, and I felt sad, and then I just took the whole thing down. I said to my girlfriend, let's not have this anymore. Let's let the insects come. The ladybird and the bee are the king of the insects.
I've got such a ladybird problem.
There's so many of them. Why are ladybirds back in? So they're coming back in force,
yeah,
are they? What are they doing?
They are. They're literally.
Yeah.
It's one room of the house in particular that they're just loving, and they've got their entry point, and they're telling all the other fellow ladybirds about it, and it's an infestation every day. So the best way to get rid of them, right, was Henry the Hoover. right?
That is the worst misuse of Henry in history.
Megan found this out. After the bee situation, and she went, no, I will one by one free every ladybird. So she went upstairs and she freed every single ladybird. One, and there was about 45 of them. And I'm like, Henry the Hoover would have had them bad boys in seconds.
Mm. Your friend Megan is the Nelson Mandela of the insect world. She wants freedom for us all. She won't rest till we're all liberated from the tyranny of our time.
Well, this is it. So if you have ladybird or insect stories, maybe a good story about a poo, whatever it may be. I say if you think it will be of interest to Russell or will make him laugh, then you should email him.
Yes, that's right. Email at russell@radiox.co.uk. I'll be very grateful to commune with you.
Love that. Are you in a rush? Do you need to leave? Can you hang on?
I'll tell you, honestly, Chris, I'm just glad to be out of the house. Also, I'm quite I'm quite keen, because I realise that. I spend more time on my own now, and I realise that sometimes, because when I'm in company, there's this mad rush of information. I think, oh, I must be lonely, man. I'm telling people a lot of private stuff. I'm really reaching out. Like that thing I said about thinking about Mabel having grandchildren that I will never know, and the nature of time and the nature of love. You only say stuff like that if you think too much, don't you? If you're spending a lot of time on your own.
But for my job, I need you to drop these thoughts out on the show. It's good.
Are they helpful? Yeah.
Do you all get paid the same, or do you get paid more than the rest of the band?
That's I've asked Matt and Noel to work for French Kisses on entry. On entry to the room, not on their public offices. So when they come in, I just give them an open mouth kiss, and I go home with the, let's call it a pittance, that I'm being offered for that 2 hours
of work. I think that's only fair. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll play another song, and then we'll have more with Mr. Russell Brand.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With priority from O2. Making your live music experience even better.
Listen.
That's the great sounds of the Doors and Break On Through. Have you got your radio voice back?
I hope so, Chris. I mean, I'm trying to... Like, just basically talk in a normal way.
Yeah, but you can't, though.
No, you can't. Remember, you've got to fall into certain rhythms.
I remember the Radio 2 show you did where you were like, okay, Russell Brand here on the big two.
Not just Russell Brand. I go for sort of like white grime, Essex grime.
Wow. Do that first link you do on Sunday. Just put on a really bad transatlantic accent and just see people texting going, Why has Russell put on this weird voice?
Stone.
Yeah.
Gotta love Joss Stone.
Yeah.
Here are some lovely text messages that have come in.
Thank you.
I'm literally not listening to Chris Moyles anymore after that ladybird comment. Says, weirdly, Alex B.
Because of the...
That's not even a joke.
The Alex has obviously got an allegiance to the insect community that blinds her to your view that you could just literally hoover them away.
Yeah.
I mean, the ladybird has got a good reputation in the insect community.
I like ladybirds.
They're the most beloved.
Yeah,
ladybird,
the harmless.
Fly away home, your children, your house is burning, your children are gone. It's a pretty heavy nursery rhyme, to be honest, like all of them. But I can see, when you see them in abundance, you do think, well... would it hurt a little bit of hoovering? But then they're just trapped in that hell of Henry the Hoover's innards.
Yeah, but that might be fun in there.
I don't think it is, mate, because I looked in there. Well, once I tried to hoover up some water, let's call it. No, it was water. I spilled some, like, I bought these to feed. There was these shrimp things I once bought from a pet shop. You're meant to feed them at tarantulas or something. I can't remember the details, but I thought, I'm going to liberate these. And I took them home and I put them in a cake mix bowl at the house and they all jumped out of the water. And then I had to vac it up and the vacuum cleaner got all filled with water and the Hoover bag got damp and wet and I had to open up the Hoover bag. It was a mistake in there. It was, I don't know, like Hulk Hogan's groin. It was a sort of a pubic mass of toenails and, but it was hell in there. It was hell, and like with the addition of those translucent shrimps, it wasn't a pleasant place. So no ladybird should die like that.
Russell, you lost me at Hulk Hogan's groin.
That's where a lot of people tuned in.
Right, here's some other ones. Daz in Watford, looking forward to Russell's first show on Sunday. Rach, yay, good news. Rusty Rockets is back on the radio. That's Russell's Twitter name.
Oh, yes.
Very excited that Russell's going to be back on the radio. Great interview, says Lisa. Tom, looking forward to hearing your thoughts and musings on your first Sunday service.
Ah, Sunday service, yeah, let's give it a religious connotation, but sort of pan-religious.
Hashtag
all religions are
namaste.
Welcome. Hashtag namaste, honestly, yeah, there will be, yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about spiritual insights, deep reflections, but from all religions, not just Christianity, all of them are included, and none, atheism, you know, whatever you're into.
I went to my first yoga class recently.
Go on. How did it go?
Fine, I didn't go to a second, but I went to my first. I popped my cherry.
Was it trendy or spiritual? What did you go for?
It was...
Is it the hot one?
No, it was like a welcome to yoga for, you know, newbies.
The elderly or someone that's maybe been in an accident.
I was away on a juice retreat. And a week of wellness, well-being and all that.
There is a light in your eyes, Chris, so whatever you may say,
yeah.
I think it's tuned you into another dimension.
Kind of has, a little bit, yeah. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do yoga while I'm there. I'm there for a week and I'm going to do yoga. And then I went to one yoga session. I think I did break wind at one point.
Yeah, well, you're meant to yoga, apparently. Okay.
That's just energy moving, man.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think it was. I think it was the last bit of food I had before they...
Still energy.
Put his, oh, that's true. And then I didn't go to any more, but... I'm looking into yoga.
Yeah.
And TM.
What did you wear for your yoga? Did you wear like a Leeds United football kit?
Do I look chavvy and yobbish to you?
I just imagine you stood there with some mad Leeds from 97, like dressed like Billy Bremner doing Downward Dog.
Well, that would be amazing to be dressed like King Billy. But no, I was just wearing just like a...
Appropriate stuff.
All you do is do exercise all day, so you're in like gym gear.
Mm-hmm.
What should I be wearing?
Well, maybe like one of those sort of like proper nappy things, like, you know, or like just a blanket. You should see me. Don't you remember when I, you might not know this about me, but when I was in Los Angeles, I did a lot of Kundalini yoga. That's the crack cocaine of the yoga.
I'm very aware of this, more than you know. Again, like your bowel movements, I know about your...
When I ran a cult, briefly.
Kundi-tingi yoga.
It was pretty mental. I bought like sort of all of the people from the, like, there was a yoga class, and I thought I should take over this yoga class in a more official way. So like when the lady left the Golden Bridge Yoga, she went, I'm not happy here. Goes, don't worry, I'll look after you. Tade, she was called. She was like a, she became sort of a guru. When I was hosting like the MTV Movie Awards, I took her with me. Like, so I had a, she was wearing a turban and that. She looks like a guru looking person.
Cool.
She was cutting jokes, like from the monologue. She was going, you can't say that about Jennifer Aniston. That's not right. And I was like, yeah, good point, Tade, good point.
Oh.
Like, so she was editing jokes out. We were running a yoga class from the studio where I was making my ill-fated, and I hope this isn't a sign, Brand X TV show.
It's a good show, by the way.
It was pretty weird, like, when I spoke to some of the homophobes and stuff. But I was, like, in them days, I was heavily dressed in blankets. That was, like, blankets all day long. Blankets, big, like, loose sort of harem pants, although I would never go into a harem. And so, like, yeah, that's what I went for. What I wasn't wearing is, like, a West Ham circa 1984 Avco kit.
Right.
Bowling in, like, Billy Bob.
Well, I'll get myself
some yoga pants and you know and I'll keep you in the loop of my yoga experience, good. My yoga journey
and meditation. You're saying transcendental.
I'm interested. Yeah,
it's good that one. It's I'm good. Interested. I mean, I think all forms of meditation are good. I mean, it's like we've got to learn to deal with the inner voice in a different way. That voice that tells us we're not good enough. The voice that makes us afraid.
Oh, I don't have that voice.
No, I know, mate. I've listened to the show.
That's the chimp, isn't it? They call it the chimp.
Some people call it the inner chimp. That thing that's always needy and grasping and grabbing things. I'm letting mine drive.
I just had a text from my girlfriend who I never ever talk about saying Ted, is that the yoga teacher?
Ted, yeah.
She's amazing. She was my teacher.
Wow.
She's still living in LA.
Right, fair enough. I mean, she is an amazing teacher. That Kundalini is next level advanced, basically. It trips you out.
And then it says, ask him if he had a sheepskin on top of his May. And I don't,
that means Matt, I think.
Matt, it does.
I did have a sheepskin, yeah. When you're doing Kundalini, you put this sort of sheepskin mat down. I hope it's not the skin. I hope it's just the bit of the sheep that the sheep wouldn't mind losing.
Right.
And, yeah, you sit on a sheepskin mat, you do these sort of rapid, there's this thing called breath of fire where you sort of basically go, you do that for a while and then like sort of you hold your breath and you pull in your bandhas, which is like your bum muscles and your groin muscles. And in the end, you sort of, it spaces you out. You start to think, hang on a minute. I think basically some people say you're getting very dizzy and fainting, but other people, and those people are me, would say your consciousness can be transformed through breath and, mantra.
It's never going to be boring between 11 and 1 on a Sunday on Radio X.
Never again. Let's eradicate all boredom from our lives.
I am looking forward to this. Well, I really am. I really want you to enjoy it. I love the fact you've come here. And I hope you're happy doing the show. And I hope you enjoy it. Now, very quickly, because we've got to go. Tour.
Yeah, I am on tour, and particularly, I tell you what the gigs I'm really got a flog. Watford in May, Skegness in May or June. Like, I'm all over the place. This tour is like, you know that sort of towns what people mention sarcastically? I'm going to them towns.
Yeah.
I'm at them. Watford, Oxford, Aylesbury. Like, yeah, I'm going to be right in your town.
Skegness
May,
is
June.
Lovely.
Is it? Is it good, Skegness?
Skeg is brilliant.
I suppose it's because Skeg sounds so much like skag, which is slang for smack.
There's
no connection.
No.
Skegness and skank. I suppose it's skunk, scum, skag.
I don't know if you're helping ticket sales.
Come see me, people of Skegness, into your town that I'm disrespecting in a variety of ways. I don't mean anything like that. It was just about language.
Russell. Go and check Russell's tour dates. Google Russell Brand tour dates.
Russellbrand.com.
Russellbrand.com. You'll get the tour dates. And if he's playing where you live or near where you live, you must go and see him.
Thanks, Chris.
There you are. Welcome, right. And trust me, it's not about the money, but once he's done a month of Radio X and has got his paycheck, he'll realise that those live gigs are more important than he realised financially. So this Sunday from 11, Russell Brand will be on with everybody with Matt, Mr. G, and Noel Gallagher will be on as the first guest, which will be great. Thank you for coming in.
Noel's not getting paid, by the way. I should mention that in case Noel or his family are
Russell,
listening.
As I said, you're barely getting paid, my love.
We're doing it for love.
Oh, yeah. Do it for love and bribery, blackmail. Right. Thank you for listening to the show. We're out of here, and have a great day. Bye.
The Chris Moyle Show. Returns tomorrow morning from 6:30.